Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
From the Miami Dolphins, Mike Gesicki. Mike, by one day, a belated happy birthday from me to you.
Steve, what's going on, man? I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
I had to ask you, you got the Jets this week. How many tickets are you going to need for this week's game?
Oh, man, I got a lot of people coming. Fortunately, I'm not responsible for getting all the tickets, but I got a lot of people texting me, telling me to look for them, asking me what, if I'm available after the game, all this kind of stuff. So a lot of people, but you know how it goes, man. Just focus on the game.
And how do you do that, Mike? Because when you do have, look, again, and for those who are in, Mike, of course, is from New Jersey, where he's all state basketball, football, the whole deal. So you're going to have a lot of people there. How do you then allow yourself to zero that out? Is your agent the one that takes care of that to then allow you to have the ability to concentrate on your job?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I have no problem telling people, like, hey, man, like, StubHub. So I'll send a link for StubHub.
Good for you.
Like everybody knows how to get tickets, but for some reason, they think that they could just hit up somebody that plays and they get it for free, which is not the case.
Right.
So I have no problem being honest with people, and especially, I mean, a lot of people already know, the deal and how it goes. But I mean, I've been doing this for a while now, so I kind of know how to handle it. Just kind of keep to myself, and then get ready to go out there for 3 hours on Sunday and make the most of some opportunities.
Every game brings with it intensity. Have you now sensed in playing now in the pros for a while that there's a slightly different intensity when it's a division game like this?
Honestly, no. I think that obviously within the division these are obviously crucial in terms of seeding, all that kind of stuff towards the end of the season. But I feel like, for the most part, I mean, you come in and you get the game plan and, you're looking at matchups and, how things are going to play out. So how important every game is, and not to sound cliche, but it is what it is because, every game is super crucial, coming down the stretch. So.
It's one thing to see Tyreek Hill on the other side of the field. What has it been like to have him on your side of the field, and what does he bring to the table that actually helps you in your game?
Tyreek, great teammate, awesome guy. His locker's next to mine, so me and him have some good conversation, and he's a funny dude. and I think, he makes our locker room better. Obviously, makes our team better on the field. He made a ton of plays. Super, super fast, obviously. Can change direction really, really well. Get in and out of breaks and make plays with the ball in his hand. But he also does attract a lot of attention, which is able to open up some things on our offense for a lot of other guys. So I think that, he's definitely the total package and is exactly as advertised.
This is not the spot where we sit there and we talk about what happened with Tua, except in this vein. What is it like as a teammate when something like that happens, and the medical staff's out there, what emotions, Mike, run through your mind when you see any player, and in this case your quarterback, on the field being tended to?
Yeah, obviously, scary situation. Super, grateful and happy for him now that, he is okay and, getting better and recovering and all that kind of stuff. But when that kind of stuff, happens, it's obviously it's breathtaking. Everybody's speechless. The stadium's quiet. It's definitely a scary moment. And then watch them, being taken off like that. It's not something that you ever want to see, but you do know it's part of the game, unfortunately. But the fortunate thing is that he is okay and is recovering.
So let's get to the pre-injury part of it. He's obviously playing better this year. Where is he playing better from a teammate's point of view?
I think he's just playing confident. He's trusting himself and trusting his reads and getting the ball out quick, kind of doing a good job anticipating, making the plays before the plays happen, in terms of, film study and, you know, being able to anticipate things. So I think he's done a great job. I'm excited for him. I'm happy for him for the way that he has performed. And, you know, looking forward to getting him back out there whenever that is.
Mike, it's obviously with Mike McDaniel, he has brought in his own stamp as to how he wants to play. A, what have you thought about Mike McDaniel to this point? And number two, what are the elements that he has brought to the table that enhances your personal game?
Yeah, I mean, Coach McDaniel's awesome. I mean, he's super personable, definitely a player's coach. The guys love him. You know, everybody, you know, believes in what he's preaching day in and day out. And we're playing hard and we're playing fast. And, you know, we've had some early season success. He's made, you know, an impact on all of us. Just playing hard, playing fast, trusting your technique, and then just going out there and executing. So, I mean, he's done a great job, especially for a, you know, first-year head coach. You know, he's done a phenomenal job. Can't say enough good things about him.
What has that done for the enthusiasm in South Florida with the 3-1 start?
Yeah, we definitely got some energy down here and some juice that, you know, this is my fifth year down here. We haven't really had, you know, much of that, unfortunately. But we definitely got it, you know, rolling down here a little bit. And, you know, the fans are excited, as they should be. You know, hopefully we can keep it rolling.
I was talking with Manny Diaz, Penn State's defensive coordinator, last week when Ian was in the process of rolling through, and I said, anything with your family, because, you know, Manny's had a lot of family. In fact, his dad was the mayor of Miami at one point in his lifetime. He said, nah, he said that side's pretty good. Did it end up that, you know, where you are, was it just more wind and rain, any impact there at all in South Florida?
Yeah, that's pretty much all it was. I live in Fort Lauderdale, so yeah. I mean, nothing. I mean, it was just wind, rain, that kind of stuff. But on the west coast of Florida, that's where it definitely hit. So definitely thinking of those people and, you know, that recovery. Definitely a crazy situation, and, you know, it happens quick. So
you mentioned it's your fifth year. So in your fifth year, where are you now in terms of, A, your improvement, but even in your attitude about the game compared to where you were when you were a rookie or a first or a second-year player?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you just kind of understand how the game works, understand how long of a season it is, and know that there's going to be ups and downs, ebbs and flows, all that kind of stuff. And then the biggest part is just making the most of your opportunities when they present themselves. You know, it's just, this game is crazy how it can go. You know, sometimes, you know, the ball bounces your way and sometimes it doesn't. So, you know, I've kind of, you know, been a part of, you know, all different aspects of the game and just kind of never too high, never too low mindset. You know, really, you know, and go out, have fun, enjoy yourself, and, you know, be ready to make plays when presented itself.
Well, I have to ask you about, you know, because when you go through what is now a 17-game regular season, I think we lost you there for a second. When you go through a 17-game regular season, how much more of a premium do you now put on the recovery aspect of it that maybe you had not before?
Oh, absolutely. Especially, you know, in this league, with like you said, you know, the longevity of the season, you know, you have to put a lot of emphasis on, you know, just off day stuff. You know, making sure that your body gets right and, you know, you're feeling good and getting ready to you know, get back out there to compete and, you know, play at your highest level every single week.
So what is it like, so the fans understand, to play on a Sunday but then have to play that Thursday game? I'm going to do this in two parts. We'll start with that, Sunday to Thursday. How tough is that, and how tough is that on the body to do that?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if you can get out of Sunday, you know, not all that banged up, it's actually almost like a mini bye week type for your physically, because you don't really practice that hard the week leading up to a Thursday game because of it's so short. It's a lot more walkthroughs than mentally. So it's more challenging mentally than it is physically, in my opinion. Now, I mean, if you get banged up on Sunday and you're trying to, you know, nurse an injury to get back for Thursday, then it's definitely a little bit more difficult. But I would say it's more of, you know, trying to pick up on things mentally, because, you know, you're about 72 hours less of preparation.
So now let's go to the backside of that. Because you played on Thursday, you don't play again until Sunday. is it in some ways like having a mini bye week because you had the extra few days?
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely a mini bye week. It's like I said, if you can get out of it healthy, you know, you get the weekend off, you get a chance to, you know, kind of mental reset, physical reset, and then get ready to, you know, get rolling, because you got, you know, 10 days from game to game. And obviously, you know, we got practice and all that kind of stuff. But 10 days from game to game, that's a nice little stretch.
How much more film do you watch now, Mike? And do you watch film differently now because you're a fifth-year player?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, you know, the film study and, you know, the classroom stuff definitely plays a role, just because you want to see, you know, how different guys are playing, and, you know, what teams are doing schematically against, you know, your position or similar schemes or things like that. So definitely, you know, staying on top of that kind of stuff to be prepared to kind of, you know, be one step ahead mentally, you know, kind of seeing things before they happen out there on the field.
Every single week, everybody up here is proud of you. Thanks so much, Mike, for the time, how much you give back, your level of play. You got a lot of Mike Kosicki people up here, and you will forever have them.
I love it, man. I appreciate it. I will always, you know, have a soft spot in my heart for State College for sure.
Mike, thanks so much for your time. Good luck this week with the Jets.
All right, Steve. I appreciate it, man. Have a good one.